It's time for From the Short Grass with Trey Shapp, a golf podcast for those who love golf, struggle with golf, and just like to enjoy the outdoors and fellowship with friends, all while chasing a ball around trying to put it in a 4 1/4 inch diameter hole. From the Short Grass is brought to you by Stevens Incorporated, an independent financial services firm with the freedom to focus on what matters most. And by Beachwood Pinnacle Hotels. We partner with you to deliver high-yield results by managing, developing, and investing in top-quality hospitality assets. And now, from the Short Grass, here is your host, Trey Shapp.
Welcome to another edition of From the Short Grass. I am your host, Trey Shapp. This week, I feature John Daly. John Daly the second, that is, who is the son of John Daly, who was a Razorback golfer from 1984 to 1987 and a two-time major champion. He won the 1991 PGA Championship and the 1995 Open Championship. The PGA was won at Crooked Stick, the Open Championship won at St. Andrews. Both Dalys have played in 7 PNC Championships, winning the championship in 2021 and finishing runner-up in 2022 and 2018. They placed 5th in 2019, 8th in 2020, and they tied for 8th in 2016, and they tied for 9th in 2017. Now, John earned SEC first-year academic honor roll in the 2021-2022 freshman season. He played as an individual in the Blessings Collegiate that year, shot a second round 68, and finished 49th. But this year, he is helping lead the Razorbacks to a top 10 ranking. In fact, the Arkansas Razorback golf team won their opening tournament of the spring by winning the Palmas Del Mar Collegiate. They also won earlier in the fall, the Blessings Collegiate Invitational. They finished 3rd at the SEC Match Play, and they finished 3rd out of 18 schools at the Folds of Honor Collegiate. This week at the Cabo Collegiate, after leading after the first round, they were unable to hold on to that lead. They still have more tournaments coming up. They play in Tallahassee, Florida next week. They also will play in the Valspar Collegiate in Palm City, Florida. And they will also head to Charlottesville, Virginia to play in a tournament hosted by Virginia before the SEC Championships begin at Sea Island Golf Club in St. Simons Island, Georgia. Obviously, the goal is to make an NCAA championship, and you got to get through a regional to do that. This year, the NCAA Championships are in Carlsbad, California at the Omni La Costa Champions Course. John Daly says that the Razorbacks are focused on trying to make it out to California. You'll hear more from him and his trek to becoming a Razorback in this episode of From the Short Grass. Beachwood Pinnacle Hotel Group, Matthew Allen, Blair Allen, they know how to manage hotel properties. When you need an overnight place to stay, go to their website, bphotels.com. Make sure you find one of their outstanding properties and book it. That's all you have to do. Beachwood Pinnacle Hotel Group, a great sponsor of From the Short Grass. We're back with John Daly the second after this. Stay with us. At Stevens, our philosophy is to invest every dollar as if it were our own. To seize opportunity. To anticipate rather than react. To deliver constant focus in an ever-changing world. And to pursue the objectives of our clients in order to help them reach their financial goals. A proven history of helping companies and individuals. Stevens, member NYSE SIPC.
Heading to El Dorado to check out some live music or to play Mystic Creek? Stay at the Haywood, the only boutique hotel in the middle of downtown and the Murphy Arts District. If you are spending a weekend in Hot Springs, make plans now at the Marriott Courtyard close to Lake Hamilton and Oaklawn. Beachwood Pinnacle Hotel Group manages both of these fine properties, and you will rest easy knowing that your every need is taken care of. Beachwood Pinnacle Hotels on the web at bphotels.com.
I'm just happy to be playing with my son. I mean, we played so good last year. He played really good, and he made a lot of putts. And if we could do that again this year, it'd be great. But it's just having family and spending time with him is the best part of it. Just he's so consistent. You know, he's very long, but his short game is phenomenal. And Little John, he works hard at it. I mean, He beats balls every day, chips and putts like, you know, we kind of did when we were young.
Welcome back to this edition of From the Short Grass. That was John talking about his son, John Daly II, or LJ, or Little John. Prior to the 2022 PNC Championship, that was when they were defending their title at the PNC. John loves to play with his father, and that's evident. And I've seen him play some practice rounds or just some rounds at the Blessings when he's been playing with the Razorback golf team, and a little bit of ribbing going on between the two, but it's all in fun, and you can tell that they really love each other. On the tee, the redshirt sophomore from Clearwater, Florida, via Montverde Academy, the Bishop's Gate Golf Academy, here's John Daly II.
John, thanks for joining me on From the Short Grass. I guess the first question I have to ask is, how often do you get asked about your father and his golfing ability and how yours relates to him?
Yeah, I mean, I don't get like asked too much, only when like we're either eating together or, but really not that much, like not as much as people expect.
When did you first pick up a golf club? Do you remember that?
I don't remember picking it up, but I know I was 2 when I did. I would take my dad's clubs, put it under my armpit.
Yeah? Yeah. Just carry them around?
Oh, yeah.
Did you start, I mean, did you gravitate to it? Did he kind of teach you, or he didn't force you into it? This is something you wanted to do?
I think just being homeschooled from, I guess, 2nd to 6th or 7th grade, just traveling with him all around, just kind of fell in love with it, just watching all the other guys play. And I'd be really mad when I had to go to daycare because all I wanted to do was watch him play.
So you wanted to be out there all the time.
Yeah. I didn't take golf serious until I was about 12. That's when I went to the golf academy, and that's when I started playing tournaments.
What's it like playing in those tournaments?
Like junior events?
Yeah, when you were playing junior events, what was that like?
It was fun. Yeah. I had a little temper back in the day, but my dad always told me, at least it shows you care.
Yeah? So what was your temper like?
Nah, just typical, slamming clubs. Just
when you hit a bad shot or something?
Anything a junior would do in golf.
Okay, yeah, I've been there, done that. I remember that. What was it like playing in those AJGA events?
So I didn't really play in that many till about my sophomore, junior year of high school, but the ones I got to play in, like, it was awesome. I mean, it's like a mini tour. Mm-hmm. So, like as a junior, it's a dream to play in all those big events. The only one I didn't get to play was Sage. It's like the junior masters, I guess you can call it. But I think it was during COVID year, and my ranking had just got good enough to be able to play, and then got canceled because of COVID.
That sucks, doesn't it?
Yeah, it was brutal.
I mean, that thing just messed up so many lives and people and what they thought it was going to be. But if there was a good thing that came out of COVID, I think golf is one of those sports that – the popularity of it kind of grew a little bit.
Yeah, because, obviously a lot of buildings and offices shut down, so a lot of golf courses were open, I think, so it got a lot more people into the game, which is great.
Growing up, and you said, you know, being out there wanting to go watch your dad play, I mean, who was it that, besides him, that you wanted to go watch?
Well, I think when I was traveling a lot, Tiger was still playing before all of his injuries and stuff, so Tiger, obviously. Rory and Ricky was always like really close to us in like events because I would always go in the locker room and he had all his Puma hats, all those cool Puma hats he wear. I'd take them from his locker. So I don't know where it was, but one of the weeks he started realizing I would just keep taking them. I guess he got with the Puma guys and put a bunch in my dad's locker, just a bunch of his hats. So that was awesome.
So that way you wouldn't have to take his anymore. So you liked the flat bill look.
Used to, yeah.
You don't like that anymore?
I still wear a couple of them, but I like them a little bent now.
A little bent?
Yeah.
It's kind of coming back in style, isn't it? The more it's bent more and not as flat as it used to be.
Mm-hmm. And the rope hats are coming back. I love the rope hats.
Oh, you're a fan of those. Okay. Coming to Arkansas, was it an easy decision to come up here and play golf?
Yeah. I don't want to say messed up, but if it didn't work out for Arkansas, I think a lot of schools just thought I was going to always come here because I would always, like, wear those crazy, like, hog shorts in tournaments. So, like, I definitely showed a lot of coaches that I wanted to go to Arkansas. But luckily it worked out.
Let's go back a couple of years, you and your dad. I mean, you've played in the PNC father-son with him quite number of years, and you guys were able to win it a couple of years ago. Take me through the beginning of that tournament leading up to it and the expectations from you two.
Well, I think the years before that year, we were always just so focused on winning instead of just having fun. Like, we always take it, like, way too serious, which is good. But I think that year we just went into it just trying to have fun because it was the first year I brought two of my good friends to caddy for us. Julian used to play here, and one of my, like, family friends, William Whitelaw, him and Julian and me even were always good friends. So I think that just helped because we just focused the week on having fun and just spending time with family.
Did you and your father compete, like, on the course? Like, I can do this better than you during that week?
No, but I think that's the second or first or second year that we decided to have me putt, like, after him. It's a scramble format, so he would give me a good line, and that week I just made everything I looked at.
That's pretty cool, though, when you're able to follow your father and knock those putts in. They're giving you, you know, fist bumps and high fives and stuff. That's pretty neat, isn't it?
It was awesome, yeah.
That relationship with you and your dad being on the golf course, does it really get any better than that?
Not really, no. It's hard. Like, a lot of people ask me, like, what's it like John Daly being your dad, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, it's just how any other son is with their dad. All they want to do is just copy him and be like them.
When you look at what he's done in the game of golf and obviously winning the PGA as the last alternate to get into the field at Crooked Stick, and you see that Wanamaker trophy, and then the way he won the British Open in 1995 in a playoff. I mean, when you look back at those videos, do you think maybe just one day that could be me?
So when I was a kid, we had this DVR player, and he had the, like, disc of the 91, like, final hole or whatever. But I played this junior event called the – I forgot what it was called, but it was at a Crooked Stick. Or it's called the Dye Invitational. Mm-hmm. And I played it my junior year, I think. And, like, leading up to that tournament, I think I watched, like, his highlights on the course, like, 100 times. And then, of course, I don't know what happened. I was playing like crap before that week, and then that week just something clicked. I think I was tied for the lead going the final round. Ended up coming solo second, but it definitely was sweet.
Kind of neat to follow in your father's footsteps on a course where he prevailed. And, I mean, you were right there. I mean, finishing solo second is nothing to really not feel bad about. I mean, obviously, you had a chance to win.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
That had to make you feel good.
Yeah, it was awesome.
When you see the video of him pumping – that fist in the air as he's walking down the 18th hole and his blonde hair just in that wind and everything. What do you think about?
Oh, it's just awesome because he was the big underdog that week. And, it's just awesome to watch him be able to win.
Do you pick his mind at all about, hey, Dad, I'm struggling with this. What should I do? Or do you guys talk back and forth about each other's games at times?
Yeah, sometimes, but he doesn't really like force anything on me. So like he doesn't tell me I need help with something. Like if I'm struggling, he's always there to answer, but he doesn't stay on my butt about it.
Mm-hmm. Is he a good singer?
Yeah. He's got a couple good songs.
He's got some good ones.
Yeah. He just came out with a new album last year and he's working on a new one this year, I think.
Is that something you like to do too?
I'm not a singer, no.
You're not going to sing?
No. I wouldn't mind learning how to play the guitar again, but...
Yeah?
No, I'm not a singer.
All right, you came to the University of Arkansas, and obviously, first couple of years, I mean, this was a loaded golf team up here. And so you just kind of had to wait your turn, didn't you?
Yeah, so my freshman year, obviously, it's common for a lot of freshmen to come into college and be like, I'm going to play every week, blah, blah, blah. But I didn't realize how good our team was, so luckily I qualified for the first event, so I couldn't redshirt my freshman year, and we weren't really losing anyone till my sophomore year. So I played that first event here at Blessings, our home event, and I didn't play too good. Then I had to wait till fall of my sophomore year to redshirt. So I redshirted all that year, just focused on just getting my swing better and trying to post better scores. Which it obviously worked out right because all those guys left after my sophomore year, and then play good in our first qualifier in the fall.
What's it like following in your father's footsteps here at Arkansas? I mean, he was a legend in the golf program here. You're here. He didn't have the blessings to get to play every day, but he had Paradise Valley Athletic Club. But you've got this nice facility that you get to go practice on. That's pretty neat.
Yeah, it's awesome. Just with, I mean, Mr. Tyson's great. He does a lot for us, and he just wants us to do good.
Well, you've done good so far this spring. I mean, one tournament, one win. That's pretty good. What do you remember about that tournament?
Sweet. It was awesome being able to go to Puerto Rico because it was kind of cold here. So it was nice being in hot, sunny weather again.
Yeah, getting warmed up and everything. When you look at this schedule and this team and obviously the expectations that are around this Arkansas program, are you guys able, do you think we're going to be able to live up to those high, lofty expectations?
I hope so. I mean, we have the guys and the team to do it. I think we just got to just keep doing what we're doing, and we push each other really hard out in practice, which is great because we have a lot of guys that can play. Whereas my first 2 years, there really wasn't, because I had redshirted, a couple other guys redshirted, so there really wasn't like anyone else to put in the lineup. So a lot of the guys, I mean, they obviously took it serious, but I feel like they didn't have as much pressure like trying to get a spot when they know they're going to play. But no, I think it's great. We have a great chance at doing a lot of good things this year.
Obviously, there are goals when you come to the University of Arkansas, and that's to play in the NCAA tournament, try and win an NCAA championship. But it even starts before that at the SEC level. Do you think that this team could potentially, John, win the SEC this year?
Yeah. I mean, I think we have the guys to do it. We played – it wasn't the official SEC tournament, but we've had an all-SEC tournament in the fall that we played really well in. We came third. And we lost to, Vandy won and Auburn came second. But I think just doing that, I mean, it showed we have the guys to play and post the numbers we need to.
What's it like playing in the SEC?
I haven't played in the official one yet, but, I mean, that tournament, I think there's so many good players these days. It's hard for anyone.
Obviously, the NCAA tournament is another lofty goal. I mean, Mr. Tyson has hosted the NCAA championships out here before, and the fact that everything is, it seems like, televised now with the Blessings Intercollegiate, the Jackson T. Stevens Cup that you guys play in every year is televised. Obviously, the SEC Championships on the SEC network, and the fact that the Golf Channel broadcasts the championships. I mean, the fact that you're able to get out there, I mean, that's big for a program, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, it's awesome. I mean, they get to, you know, they show a lot of tournaments, and it's awesome being able to play on Golf Channel and just do a lot of things that a lot of schools didn't have the like opportunity that we do now.
Mm-hmm. What does Brad McMakin mean to John Daly?
He's awesome. I think him and my dad have always had a good relationship. They've always been friends for a while, and Brad's a great coach. He pushes us hard, and he's going to tell you like if you're doing something wrong, he's not going to be soft. He's going to let you know what you need to do and what you need to fix.
Do you like that as a player?
I love it. I love having not like a hard-headed coach, but like a coach that pushes us each and every day. And especially now, because we have the guys that, like, if one guy plays bad, he's not afraid to swap one out.
Is it tough when you come to practice and you know, okay, we're qualifying today, that I've got to be at my best because look at the rest of this team?
Yeah, I mean, I think what's helped me the most is just trying to do all I can do. Like, it's like you can't control it, like anything else, or you can't control any other people or what they do. You just gotta try and go out and post the best score you can.
What's the best you've ever shot at the Blessings?
I think the lowest I shot was it was during my redshirt year last year. I think I shot 66, 6 under or something.
That's just ridiculous.
Yeah, I think, and that wasn't even from the. I mean, that was like from the tips, but not like the tips. I think Julian's got the course record. He played the back of every tee, 8,000 yards, 8 under. No one's ever going to beat that.
Can you believe that? I mean, that's just something to, wow.
Yeah.
As tough as this golf course is, and I mean, look, it was really tough when it opened. It's still really tough, but to shoot that, you got to be really golfing your ball, don't you?
Yeah. It's definitely, I mean, you could be on your game and be hitting every shot good, and you can still shoot a high score out here.
having a place like this, how does it help you prepare for the difficult places that you're going to go play competitions in?
I think it's great because it, like, there's a lot of like tee shots, or I mean, basically all the tee shots, you have to be in the right spot to be able to score. So I think just practicing here before a tournament, and then going to another course where, okay, this hole's not so bad. It's like a lot of the fairways seem more open in tournaments from when you play out here.
Have you started looking towards the future after college and what the plan is with John?
I mean, the goal is to go on tour and be a tour player, but I'm just trying to focus on what I can do now. Just graduate, just try and improve best I can.
I have to ask you what it was like. I mean, I probably should have asked this earlier, but playing in the PNC and being there with Tiger and his son Charlie, that's
awesome.
Got to be cool.
It sucked because we were hoping to play with them one of the days. I don't know what happened, but that's the next goal. To be able to play with Tiger in the PNC would be sweet.
Do you think Tiger could win another major?
I mean, I've always been positive on Tiger. I knew he was going to win again when everyone was saying he wasn't. I was like, he's just too good. I don't know. I wouldn't be surprised if he did.
What do you see in him that makes him so good? Is there a particular part of his game that you like?
I mean, I do his pre-round putting routine before every tournament. So I think he's just great. He's the best that's ever done it. And I don't think there will be anyone else even close to as good as he was.
If there's someone listening to this and they're like, hey, you know, I go out, I play, but I want to know what John's routine is before he goes and plays in a tournament. What's your warm-up routine like, and how much practice do you spend before a tournament, and what are you working on when you do that?
So before each tournament round, I try and get to the range exactly an hour before, and then I hit ball for 30 minutes and putt for 30 minutes, and I don't really go out there trying to, like, I just go on the range and just try and hit different shots. I'm not looking for perfection, just trying to get loose. I've never been a good range player. I hate the range. I've always been, like, better on the course, because this is hard for me to focus on the range.
But putting-wise, do you have a particular routine of you're going to make so many 5-footers, so many 10-footers maybe?
So when I first get to the putting green, I put down 2 tees, and from 4 to 5, 6, 7 feet, whatever, and I do. I hit a bunch of my left hand, a bunch of my right hand, and then I finish off with the 2 hands. And then I do a lot of speed stuff, and then head to the first tee.
Have you ever gotten to play Augusta National?
Nope, have not. But I think there's a someone dream. That takes us like every 2 years or something, so I'm hoping to go next year.
Have you imagined what that would be like?
A lot of the guys like to throw it in my face because they went 2 years ago. But no, I can't wait to go.
What do they say to you?
They just want to stop talking about it, which I wouldn't either. It's Augusta National.
So once you get the chance to go down there and play, if you do, that you'd be throwing it back in some of the guys' faces that don't get to go?
No. But it'd be sweet to play.
Yeah. Is there any other place that you want to play?
I've been to St. Andrews, but I haven't played it.
Yeah, you caddied for your dad over there. What was that like?
God, we had it going. He was playing so good, and then I don't know what it was. It was something with the wind. He was right around the cut line after 9 holes, a couple under par. But the wind, because we were supposed to have the good wave of the wind, it was supposed to be straight down on the back nine.
Mm-hmm.
And then right when we get to 9 green, it swapped. So we had all the holes into the wind and just got unlucky. I think he missed it by 1 or 2. No, it was awesome. It was great being able to go there and experience the home of golf.
And seeing the way he was received over there in Scotland, yeah. I mean, the fans love him to death.
Yeah, it was awesome. We had it going through 27. I think he was 3 under par, just making a bunch of putts, and then just got the bad end of the wind.
What was it like walking across the Swilken Bridge with your father?
It was awesome. We were a little hurt after 17 the second day because he had just – If he had a long putt from just short of the green, or if he had to go par birdie to make the cut, or the birdie par, or whatever. And he had a good putt, a couple of feet short. His par putt lipped out, so he had to make 2 on 18 to make the cut. But other than that, it was awesome. It was super special.
All right, John, best golf course you've ever played?
Best? The best I've been to is St. Andrews, but my favorite I've played is Valhalla, just because I've always been a Rory fan and Ricky fan, so watching Rory win the PGA there, I think it was in 14.
And that's where the PGA is this year.
Yep. Yeah. I love that place.
Is your dad going to go play in it this year, you think?
I think so, yeah.
You might get a chance to get up there? Well, it's kind of in the middle of your season.
Yeah, it depends
though.
When it is. I don't know when the PGA is. I think it's in
May. Yeah.
I just don't know. It depends what we do for nationals and everything.
Yeah, that's going to be right in the middle. All right, a fantasy foursome, living or deceased, you and three other players that you could play a round of golf with, who would they be?
Me, my dad, Tiger, and Jack.
Wow. Would you like to play like four ball with you and your dad against Mr. Nicklaus and Tiger Woods?
I wouldn't care what we played. It'd just be awesome to play in that group.
Well, what kind of stories would you want to hear from them?
There'd be a lot of good ones. Or throw my dad out, add Palmer.
Yeah.
That'd be cool to hear what they say and just learn from them.
Yep, no doubt about that. Well, John, best of luck at the University of Arkansas. You're playing well, and I know y'all got tournaments coming up, and keep hitting it well, man. You're scoring good.
Yes, sir, I appreciate it.
I've been watching it. Thanks for coming on From the Shortgrass.
Yes, sir.
Heading to El Dorado to check out some live music or to play Mystic Creek? Stay at the Haywood, the only boutique hotel in the middle of downtown and the Murphy Arts District. If you are spending a weekend in Hot Springs, make plans now at the Marriott Courtyard close to Lake Hamilton and Oaklawn. Beachwood Pinnacle Hotel Group manages both of these fine properties, and you will rest easy knowing that your every need is taken care of. Beachwood Pinnacle Hotels on the web at bphotels.com.
At Stevens, our philosophy is to invest every dollar as if it were our own. To seize opportunity. To anticipate rather than react. To deliver constant focus in an ever-changing world. And to pursue the objectives of our clients in order to help them reach their financial goals. A proven history of helping companies and individuals. Stevens, member NYSE SIPC.
Don't forget, we're a little bit over 220 days away from the start of the Simmons Bank Championship. You can go to SimmonsBankChampionship.com to find out how you can be a volunteer or even some partnerships that are available at the Simmons Bank Championship. Now, they are going to need a lot of volunteers, almost 750 to 800 volunteers. They have several different committee descriptions. Scoring services, spectator services, hospitality services, player services, championship services, operations division, and gallery management. You can find all of it at SimmonsBankChampionship.com/volunteers, and you can also find out how to register as a volunteer for the Simmons Bank Championship that is coming up in October, October 21st through the 27th of this year at Pleasant Valley Country Club in Little Rock. That will do it for this edition of From the Shortgrass. I hope you find your ball mark on the green, and when you do, you fix it and a couple of more. And I hope to see you soon from the Shortgrass.
You've been listening to From the Shortgrass, a weekly podcast dedicated to the game of golf. This has been a presentation of the Buzz Radio Network.